And right now, let's bring in a mystery guest. Mystery guest, sign in, please.
Good morning.
It's NASCAR Dave. Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Marshall?
I'm not too bad. Can't complain. How's weather down in Florida?
Well, it's in the upper 80s, and it's dry. We haven't had a lot of rain here. It's starting to shower a little bit once in a while in the afternoon, but we've had great weather, actually. It's been warmer than normal for down here, they're saying. Last week, it was up in towards the upper 90s most every day. So, but we had a cold front come through, and we got rid of the humidity, so now the air is very nice, pleasant.
All right. Well, we're potentially expecting our first snow of the year next week, so there you
That's
go.
What I've been reading. We try to keep track of the weather up there, and I don't think I'll miss that first snowstorm, but it is beautiful if you get a coating of white on the ground.
All right.
Especially Thanksgiving's only a couple of weeks away, you know.
That's it. And while we're talking about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it is, once again, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive is underway, and I know you are the emeritus member of the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, even though you're in Florida and Billy and everybody's up here. This is a pretty big weekend because this is one of the favorite weekends where you go out. If I do believe this is the weekend that you go out with the students from Maple Brook School, right?
Yeah, it is. And I just want to wanted to call. Billy asked me if I would. Billy and Colleen asked if I would call up and talk a little bit about this year's food drive 2019, and of course last year we know they raised about 50 or 60,000, and they fed between 500 and 600 families both at Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a little bit beyond. They were able to help some folks when a need arose, so they're doing a tremendous job with all the volunteers that are still on board with something we started 26 years ago. And if you think about all the people that were helped over those years, it's quite incredible. And I want to commend them all for keeping that thought going, because the need is still there. It hasn't risen, which is a good thing, but the need is always there. And much like it is down here, they have the same type issues down here, Rob. Working people just can't always make ends meet, and they always seem to cut out the food portion of it. So they've had some great fundraising events this year so far, from what I understand. I know they did the pig roast for Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and they've become fast partners with Sunday in a Country Food Drive, and I'm forever grateful for that commitment that they've made. And so that went off without a hitch. And then right back-to-back, they did Daisy Hill. A day of fun at Daisy Hill, and that's always a good time, and it's a big fundraiser for them. They had great weather, and at the same day, they did the Brewski Fest, once again over at Salisbury Winter Sports, and I believe we sold out of the bratwurst this year and the burgers and dogs, so that was a really good day for us, too, during the fall festival. And then, of course, just I believe last weekend they had their annual chicken cook-off. And I believe they had about 11 or 12 teams that cooked off chicken. But this year they've also added in some ribs.
Yeah.
And some of the pictures I saw on Facebook were amazing. Those volunteers, all the teams and all those people that participated. And then, of course, the folks that came and bought the chicken, they sold out of chicken, and that was a great thing. So, once again, the fundraising is been going along smooth. We still are asking for folks to send in checks if they haven't participated in one of our events to Sunday in a Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546, and certainly that would be appreciated. But something that Colleen McGee Anstead and Bill and I, they came to me probably 12, 13 years ago and wanted to know if the students from the Maple Brook School would be able to help us raise funds. And I thought at the time that would be a great idea. I researched some of their studies through Colleen as to what they were trying to achieve with these young men and women with some learning disabilities. And I thought I fell in love with their program. And we brought them on board. And since we did that, that has become the number one fundraising day of the season for us. And that's going to take place once again this coming Saturday. Folks in the tri-state area will be seeing van loads of Maple Brook students going door-to-door and from business to business, handing out letters, informational letters about what the food drive is about and how many people we've helped in the past and how you can help us if you choose to. And typically on a Saturday between, say, 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, those young people go out and they handedly raise between $5,000 and $8,000 in one day for the cause. And that, to me, is the second best thing, other than giving food out to all those in need, that we've done as a team. The food drive team is to bring young people in and get them involved and help them better themselves so that they'll be prepared when they go out into the communities. And I want to commend all those the staff members over at Maple Brook for the outstanding job that they do with teaching those kids in the Institute for Collegiate and Career Studies, formerly known as the CAPS program. And with that being said, the other thing that's really spawned out happened last year. Billy and Colleen have teamed up with Stacy Moore and her adoptive family program to keep more of the dollars that are raised locally, to keep all those dollars being used in the tri-state area. Because Stacy and I, for years, have always thought that nonprofits need to work together in order for everybody to make money, because we're all after the same pot of gold to try to make our programs survive. And she handedly gives out, and her volunteers, between 300 and 400 families and more at Christmas time, clothes and toys for the kids. And they've teamed up and become quite a partnership. And so those three things have spawned off from something that we just started to try to help the community. In my mind, is really taken a life of its own. And I'm just so happy to be able to sit here in Florida and know that that program is still going on, and in my mind, it's getting bigger and better than ever, because it runs just like clockwork now, because they've done it for so many years. And it's nice to be able to sit back and say thank you to all the folks who still contribute to the program, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do half of what we do. And I want to thank all the volunteers at the 11 food pantries that we service, because those people do that week in and week out, Marshall. And you know, you've been by the local food pantries, and you see the folks in there on Fridays and Saturdays when they host their event. And it's really, those people are the true heroes in our community. So once again, I know Billy's going to be going up talking to the Exchange Club in Canaan. I want to thank those folks for staying on board with us. That happened about 5 or 6 years ago. They got involved with us, and now we're one of the partners with them so that they raise funds for our cause. And that's really like free money to us, because we don't have to do anything for it. We go up and speak and tell them what our program's about, and they raise funds in their own community. And sometimes we can't reach the communities that we serve because we just don't have enough people. So I just want to say, don't forget, folks, you know, Thanksgiving's a couple of weeks away, and I know I'm going to sit down to a Thanksgiving dinner down here in Florida, and I'm going to think about all the people back up there that are sitting down at the same time I am, or a little bit later in the afternoon, and being able to enjoy a Thanksgiving dinner thanks to the generosity of the tri-state area. And once again, I want to thank Billy and Colleen for keeping the thought going, and all the new volunteers that they brought on, and, of course, all the staple volunteers like Randy Christensen and Pat Dineen and all those folks that have been with us, Bob Melius and his wife Pat, all those people have been with us for years and years and years. I just want to thank them all, and I hope everybody up there has a tremendous Thanksgiving. And once again, if you'd like to help contribute to this year's program, it's Sunday in a Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546, and any amount would be appreciated. And we'd be ungrateful if we didn't thank Greg Pulver and his wife for allowing us to use their facility over there in Pine Plains to house our food and store out of the harm's way of the weather. And besides that, he supplies coffee and donuts to the volunteers that go over there and help pack up all the food. So once again, I want to thank everybody and hope everybody has a Thanksgiving, a happy Thanksgiving. And Marshall, I must say, I do miss the radio on Sunday mornings.
That's right. Well, the radio misses you. You know what's interesting about the food drive, Dave, and I try to talk about this on an everyday basis. The food is all purchased from local people. Anything that's purchased is purchased from local vendors, but there's a lot of stuff donated. But on top of the things that are donated and all locally purchased, all the volunteers that go to put this together, so the different food pantries in New York and Connecticut can get them, just do an amazing amount of work. And I'm always amazed when it's distribution day, how quickly and how well you get it. They just get it done. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a pretty smooth operation. Of course, now we've got Billy at the helm. And he's a little bit more of a disciplinarian than I am. So I think he's got him a little bit more under control than I did, because sometimes some of my volunteers got a little bit out of control because they thought I was trying to be too controlling. So they kind of, you know, railed against me once in a while. So but I'm sure Billy has them all reined in, and that's why it's running so smooth.
All right. Well, once again, this Saturday on November 9th, look for the Maplewood School students out there raising funds for the food drive. They raised a lot of money for the food drive last year, by the way. Just turkeys for Thanksgiving alone, there was over 640. So once again, you can send a check, make it payable to Sunday in the Country Food Drive, P.O. Box 789, Millerton, New York, 12546. And if you have any questions, there's even a telephone number. You can leave a message, and that telephone number is 518-267-9865. So, all right there, Dave.
Marshall, you have a good day, and I hope your computers stay running normally without any hitches today.
So do I. Have a great day. And say hello to Chris for us.
Say hi to Jill and everybody for me.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
NASCAR Dave this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.